The next patient is Billy Parker. The last name is P-A-R-K-E-R. First name is Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female that we had the opportunity to see for the first time during the hospitalization. The patient was admitted with a severe urinary tract infection. She has a neurogenic bladder, atrophy of the right kidney with hyperechogenicity and thinning of the cortex, and normal size right kidney function with moderate hydronephrosis and thinning of the cortex and hyperechogenicity as well. During the hospital stay, the patient was evaluated by urology. And at that time, the patient was with a Foley catheter. She has been stented, and the stents have been removed. The patient has been with a kidney function. At the time of the discharge, she had on January the 4th, she had a creatinine of 2.3 and an estimated GFR in the 20s. Period. She has a genital prolapse. She has been treated by the gynecologist with a pessary. And the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with more than a gram of protein per gram of creatinine, which is questionable in the presence of a urinary tract infection. The patient at this point is asymptomatic. She doesn't have a Foley catheter, but she self-catheterized her. Four times a day.
Okay.
Number two.
My printer was cleaning itself.
At one time, high hyperkalemia that has been corrected. Number three, arterial hypertension. The current blood pressure is 104 over 60. And she has a past history of hypomagnesemia. We are going to check the magnesium. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested reviewing the hospitalizations and the labs. We spent 25 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.